Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
Even Republican Party Chairman John Whitbeck admits there won't be nearly as many Republicans voting today as Democrats. But that shouldn't be taken as a lack of enthusiasm, he says. Just a reflection of a race where fewer dollars have been spent. The two Democrats have bought about $6 million in ads between them.
Then you consider the fact that they're going to be drained down to zero just about by the time they reach the general election, and whoever our nominee is not. That's going to be a huge advantage for us and one that we're really excited about.
Republicans are fielding three candidates. Corey Stewart has firmly positioned himself as the Donald Trump-like outsider. Ed Gillespie, a more traditional conservative, has called for across-the-board tax cuts. And State Senator Frank Wagner is touting years of experience at the state legislature. Regardless who wins, Whitbeck says he's not worried about messaging after the primary.
The great thing about 2017 is there is no pivot. I mean, our three candidates have decided who they are a long time ago, and they have campaigned on the same issues. Nobody's flip-flopped.
Republican Party officials will introduce their slate of candidates in Richmond Wednesday morning. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopain.